I am here at World Pork Expo, and I am speaking with Dr. Glenn Grimes, who is a well-known name. He just told me he's been around for 57 years as an economist within the pork industry, and he's here talking to the media and talking to folks about the state of the pork industry right now. Dr. Grimes, what is the state as you see it right now for the pork industry?
Well, unfortunately, even though demand is extremely strong and we really need to just say demand, demand, demand for it to have been much worse without it, but we're in one of those time periods that in this particular instance is brought about more by increased cost than reduced price. But anyway, we're in that situation where we're going to have a year or 18 months that's going to be one should make as their objective to how they can survive for this 18 months and still be here for the good times that the hog industry will again bring about. We think producers need to get with their banker and take a look at their cash flow needs for with $5, $6, $7 corn. They are much larger than they used to be as far as operating capital is concerned. And then also look at what opportunities they have to. I think the objective should be to minimize losses rather than maximize profit in the next 12 to 18 months and see how you can get through this period of adjustment that we have to go through to downsize the herd to again get supply relative to the demand at profitable prices.
Well, what are some of the ways that you would recommend for producers to help minimize their costs?
For the first time in my history or experience in this particular cycle, the futures market has offered a much better opportunity to minimize losses than it ever has before. And in fact, quite a number of people have already taken advantage of that. You will not be able to get prices that will give you a profit. But again, I think the objective should be to get through with as smaller losses as possible. And if you do not have experience using the futures market, get some kind of service that will help you in doing this, for it is somewhat of a challenge to use it effectively. The packing industry writes contracts tied to the futures market, so that simplifies things. You do not have to worry about basis calls and those kind of things. The packer takes care of that. But anyway, one of those two ways, either entering the futures market yourself or a contract with a packer tied to the futures market, probably will be your best option to minimize losses in the next 12 months.
Well, what about maximizing feed efficiency? With our corn prices so high right now, that's, of course, 75% of the cost for a hog operation. Any way that you would suggest to producers to maximize their feed efficiency?
Well, Cindy, I can talk about this with freedom, for I'm not inhibited by knowledge. Anyway, that is one of the things that they need to do is figure out how to get the most out of that feed. And I think that's going to be one of the real emphasis that we'll see in the next few years on the hog industry because of the likelihood that we're going to continue to have high costs for. We're on a new plateau. We don't know just where that plateau is, but without question, feed costs are going to be a larger share of our total costs in the future than they have been in just the recent past.
Now, the big opportunity as far as the pork industry is concerned is exports. We've seen exports just increase dramatically. Speak a little bit about that that opportunity as far as the industry is concerned.
Well, it certainly we in February we exported one out of every five hogs that we sold. So it's become a very important part of the industry. Looks like we're going to export somewhere 17-18% of our production this year. This will be the 17th consecutive year that we've had record pork exports. Our imports have also gone down so that we have become a net exporter of we'll be a net exporter of somewhere 13-15% of our production this year. Now, there are some risks that go with this. If we'd have any kind of a disease outbreak, it would be very difficult. But I think the rewards are so great that we have no choice but to do this to the most we can. And I see the conditions that we have now enhancing our competitiveness with the remainder of the world. Europe's in worse shape than we are as far as the hog industry is concerned and their cost and losses. Canada is having more troubles than we're having, even with the difficulties we're having. So I see us actually gaining in the long run as far as the opportunities for exports. And again, we can emphasize that they have increased our demand for live hogs substantially this year, and things would have been much worse without that than they've been. So thank the Pork Board, thank the U.S. Meat Export Federation, thank the U.S. government, the commercial packers, everybody that has been a part of promoting exports.
Now, one of the things that they mentioned yesterday when they were talking about exports was the thing that seems to be holding them back is a lack of containers to ship in. Is there any answer to that that concern?
Oh, yes. We eventually will take care of those kind of things. That we just increased our exports so much, and it's just how big a job that is and how long it'll take. I don't have too much knowledge, but infrastructure is always important when you have big changes in anything. While we tax our ability to do that.
Well, I'd like you now to speak to the concern about the weather right now. We're seeing flooded fields here in the Midwest. We've had a lot of rain. The big concern is what's going to happen with corn. What are you seeing, and what do you think? I know it's hard to look in the crystal ball and say, wow, what happens if we lose a big portion of our corn crop?
Yes, well, I'm not a meteorologist, but the weather is too similar to 1993 to make me feel comfortable as far as what it may do to the corn crop this year. And remember, that's the last real small corn crop that we've had. So that if we end up with a 10 billion bushel corn crop or less, it's going to be really painful. We will get corn prices high enough to stop the production of ethanol by quite a number of plants, and that is the way that we can cut back on use. We will not run out of corn. We will not run out of corn. We'll price it high enough that we'll end up with some. There may be some communities that you may have difficulty finding corn, and that's one of the suggestions we have to a producer now that's buying most of his corn is try to get in a position that he knows where the physical supply that he's going to need come from, even though he may be using the futures market to minimize the cost of that.
What is the cutoff, do you know, for an ethanol plant as far as cost benefit for a bushel of corn?
At the current oil levels, ethanol prices and so forth, it's somewhere to stop an ethanol plant. It's between $7 and $8 as far as their cost of production, probably about $9 as far as not covering variable cost. And that's what we have to get to for them is a price that they cannot cover their variable cost. And then, fortunately, they can shut down much better than we can a hog operation. If you've got those pigs out there, they've got to be fed.
Well, thank you very much. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting from World Pork Expo.